You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter, Bill Chastain. Bill, we talked, I don't know if it was a week or 2 weeks ago, about how maybe the Rays had finally weathered the storm, how things were about to start turning the right way, and I think the lesson is never, ever say anything like that. Since then, things have gone very much the wrong direction, starting with Alex Cobb, who is going to be out for the remainder of the year. How exactly did that come together? Do they think he was dealing with the elbow ligament issue all along, or was this something that came up as he rehabbed? How did that sort of come to happen?
The way they explained it is the initial injury, which was elbow tendonitis, somehow clouded the MRI and the look at what the bigger problem was, which is the torn, ulnar collateral ligament. So once that cleared up, a subsequent MRI revealed that. I guess they were able to see it a little more clear. And of course, the next one was the one where they had an arthrogram, where they inject dye, and it's a little more intrusive. That's why they don't do that first time out of the gate. That's why they kind of just go slowly and plod along on the thing. But a clear tear was shown, and that's when Cobb hesitated just a little bit, and then he said, you know what, I got to get this thing done.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of it's we're in this weird thing now where because of the advances in coverage of injuries and the degree to which we're sort of all better at having some understanding, there are these sort of armchair orthopedists, and I'm sure I've been guilty of it as well, sort of say, oh, yeah, the guy's got to get the surgery. This is not a decision that's lightly taken, even when it's a significant tear, is it? I mean, this is something that we sort of, Tommy John, I'll be back in a year, it's routine, but this is a tough decision, even when it's pretty clear, isn't it?
Well, one of the great quotes in sports was, it's always routine surgery until it's yours.
Exactly, so, yeah.
I think that does make it a little more difficult. And you think back in the day, they probably pitched through these things and then it went and then they were done with their careers. I'm not sure how much more damage he could have done had he continued to pitch, although we do know that would have delayed his eventual, return to full top form. So I think that was probably the big thing in there. But wow, what a blow, because this guy, he's had so much tough luck. I mean, he has been knocking on the door of being a number one type pitcher for the past 3 years, and he's had whether he got hit in the head with a line drive. Last year he had an oblique. First year he had a blood clot in his shoulder. He's dealt with something just about every year. But I will tell you one thing, that is one tough hit, and I would fully expect him to be totally back. There was kind of an odd symmetry to it last week, though, when we're talking to Cobb, and he's telling us, he's getting ready to do the Tommy John, which is, 14 months normally. And then out on the mound just behind us, Matt Moore, who's in the latter stages of the Tommy John. So, that if there is a good thing in the Rays camp, it's, they can look forward to having Moore back.
And that's sort of the thing here is that with Cobb going down, they sort of knew all along that Moore was on the way back. They've been encouraged with Moore's progress. And if you had to do a month or two in between those guys, it wouldn't be ideal, but it seemed manageable. If they had to do without Cobb, they were getting Moore back. You slot him back in, and it's all right. That's now drastically complicated by whatever it is that Drew Smyly is dealing with. First, what exactly is Smiley's situation? What is his injury, and how long are they looking at being without him?
Well, right now, it's my understanding it's a torn, a labrum tear. And in most cases, again, you talk about armchair surgeons, in most cases it would seem that would dictate surgery. Shoulder surgery is really never a good thing. I mean, elbow surgery is one thing. Shoulder surgery, is more of a there's more moving parts. The elbow is more like a hinge, and then the shoulder is more of a circular type thing. So they've not told us that he's having surgery yet. He looked great last week when he pitched in Boston, although I think his velocity was down a little bit. Anyway, the short end of the thing is they're kind of in a fix now.
And to top it all off, Chris Archer, who was absolutely dominant, as good as any pitcher in the American League the first month of the year, has back-to-back ugly starts. 8 walks in his last 2 starts, 9 runs in 9 innings. And I think as much as anything, at least from the outside, it really is those walks that are worrisome. He's a guy who the difference for him between when he's been exciting but not necessarily great and his step towards greatness is control, is throwing strikes. What have you seen from him these last couple of starts as he's, to some extent, lost the strike zone a little bit?
Well, you nailed it right there because he has the kind of stuff where guys swing and miss if he's in the strike zone. So he knows that. Sometimes these guys will get to where it's almost like, for whatever reason, they kind of fall outside of that groove and they nibble a little bit instead of, using the stuff, particularly a guy like he has, and just trusting the stuff in the strike zone. And I think that's kind of been the case the past two outings. I would look for him to make a nice rebound. But it did all come in a wave, though, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just bad timing. I mean, it's at a time when they really kind of need not only the performance, but it seems like this is a time when they just kind of really need a good feeling. They need somebody to step up and say, hey, not even so much literally, but kind of figuratively with a performance, say, hey, we're good. We're going to be all right. And he's had a rough time. When he gets out of that, is it a mechanical thing? Is it an approach thing? When Chris Archer goes from throwing a lot of strikes to throwing fewer strikes, what do you see as the difference there?
Mostly I think it's just a little bit of an adjustment. You know, I think when you throw as hard as he does, it's a lot easier to, for that thing to get away than it is maybe for other pitchers. So it comes down to a little bit of a feel, a little bit of a mechanical issue, and probably a little bit about what's going on in between his ears. But he is a confident guy, and I don't think he'll be affected at all by the past 2 starts.
So, assuming that Archer is himself, and again, I'm with you. I think there's reason to think guys periodically have bad starts. I think there's reason to think he'll be fine. But down 2 starters, where does this leave them in the rotation? What do they do with the back of the rotation? What do they do with the middle of the rotation for a team that's put itself in position as having a chance to contend after the first month? What do they do about making sure that rotation is good enough for them to stay in the mix?
Well, right now they've got that dangling fifth spot, and what they did with that Saturday night was they brought up Matt Andrews and Andrew Bellotti, and right now they're down a position player. So the danger in this thing is that their bullpen is very good, and all of a sudden you start having this one night, one turnout every time around where you need to, where you're only going to get 3.5-4 innings out of your starter. Your bullpen can take a pretty big hit, and they do have a good bullpen, but, a good bullpen can only take so much. So that's going to be the balancing act, and I really don't see a guy they can bring up from the minor leagues that's going to patch this thing. Maybe Andrees or Bellotti can step up and they can expand, their pitch count and go deeper into the game. But right now, I mean, Bellotti looked really good the other night. He got the win Saturday night. But it is, it's a tough problem. They're going to have to juggle that at least until Moore gets back.
And with Matt Moore, I mean, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, they are encouraged. It does look good. Where is he at right now? Is there a time frame for him at least to start an actual rehab assignment? Where is he in his progress towards getting back on a big league mound?
I believe he had 2 more bullpens where he threw to live, or 2 more batting practices where he threw to live, 3 hitters. And then I think they'll start making up a schedule for him to, and that's provided every time he comes back from that. He feels all right, but he is on every 5 days right now. So after those 2 stints, if he feels good after that, I think you'll start seeing him begin his rehab.
All right. Well, Bill Chastain, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.